Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Guys, welcome to Divine Mind Tribe Radio. This is the show where we interact directly with you to do anything and everything that we can to introduce a greater depth of joy, happiness, alignment, excitement, intuitive guidance, and of course, unconditional love, gratitude, and compassion. This is the show where we have dedicated our lives to doing whatever it is that we can in any facet of the human experience that caters to you embodying your greatest potential, to you being your best version of self. You know, guys, in this phenomenal period in our Earth's history, it doesn't take a rocket scientist, so to speak, to recognize the tremendously potent and profound shifts that are occurring here on planet Earth. We are living in some of the most intense times in history. And when I say intense, I am referring to contrasting, opportunistic, beautiful, while simultaneously painful. You see a lot of positivity. You see a lot of great people coming out of the woodworks, doing really beautiful, great things, doing their light work. And then you see the contrast of that as well. A lot of people that may still be stuck in their egos or stuck or tied to a narcissistic imbalance or an imbalance within their self-esteem, which leads them to wanting to hurt others or wanting to project their own pain onto the rest of the world. You know, you've heard the saying before, it's me against the world. Or if you have a partner in life, you know, you've heard the saying before, oh, it feels like it's just us against the world, right? That energy, and I'll tell you exactly who that is giggling in the background in just a second. That energy is precisely what we are going to talk about here today on Divine Mind Tribe Radio. Now, first and foremost, I'd like to welcome an extremely special guest that we have not had yet on Divine Mind Tribe Radio. Now, if you guys have been listening to our show here on LA Talk Radio for over a few months, then you know firsthand that we recently decided to embody this process of transformation when it comes to the radio show, as we used to be Dave's Good Vibration Station. You know, one day collectively, we just all decided that, although, of course, I will always be hosting the show for as long as LA Talk Radio allows me to do so, as I am so blessed to have this platform. But along with that, you know, I really wanted it to be about the collective tribe. I wanted it to be about the tribe of people that participate in the network, that participate in the platforms that we do use to communicate to the masses. Talking about communicating to the masses and having an extremely large platform and extremely large reach, I would like to welcome an extremely special guest to today's show for the first time on Divine Mind Tribe Radio. Welcome the beautiful Dr. Michelle from On the Couch with Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11, Channel 1 LA Talk Radio. How you doing, Doc?
I am doing great, Dave. Thank you so much for having me on the new Divine Mind Tribe. I love it, and I'm just so feeling good about the new tribe, man. You guys are really making some amazing ripples in the energetic field out there with people. So it's great to be a part of it. Mm.
Wow, that really warms my heart, coming from, especially coming from you, someone who is so accomplished and has done such phenomenal things in their life and helped so many people in the process. Aww. Dr. Michelle, first of all, I just want to inform the listeners, for those of you that are familiar with Dr. Michelle, you know already to check her out every Friday at 11, that's in the a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you're Eastern, that'll be 3 hours ahead, depending on actually. Yep. I believe that's dependent upon whether we're an hour forward or an hour back, which is coming up in a day or so, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it has. I mean, I think we have moved up. I think we've run ahead, baby. So we lost 1 hour last night.
That's what it was. We lost an hour last night. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. So yeah, it was last night. So what a perfect time to kind of time, pun intended, to have you here as the first participation and the first collaborative effort, the first on-air collaborative effort between Divine Mind Tribe and Dr. Michelle. So check this out, guys. For those of you that are not familiar with the show, I highly suggest you check it out, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, every Friday at 11. Once again, that's Pacific Standard Time. There's a lot of people that we have on the eastern side of the world that that will tune in actually 11 their time, and it will be a different show. Still an awesome show. Always an awesome show on LA Talk Radio.
And that will not have
stimulating and really just a reverent, just off the top, awesome radio, whether it's talk music, talking about energy, or talking about sex, or whatever it is. There's always something extremely stimulating and fun and high vibes to tune into here on LA Talk Radio. And, you know, that's something else that I really do want to, that I've chosen, that we collectively have chosen to promote, you know, on Divine Mind Tribe, is not just Divine Mind Tribe Radio, not just the, you know, Divine Mind Tribe's Instagram, which, hey, hypocritically speaking, I'll go ahead and promote myself right now. You make sure to check us out on Divine Mind Tribe on Instagram. Just type in Divine Mind Tribe. That'll be the very first one that pops up. It's divine.mind.tribe. But, like I said, we've been blessed enough to generate a large tribe of people that resonate with the information. So yeah, make sure to check us out Divine Mind Tribe on Instagram, Facebook, all over social media. You just type in Divine Mind Tribe, it'll go ahead and pop up. And very exciting to share with you guys, which is also going to, we're going to be putting a collaborative and collective effort into building this up even more and more and more. And I think you guys are going to be pleasantly surprised when you see how quickly it grows. Make sure to check out The Consciousness Doctor on Instagram. So it's very cool. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, like I've said three times now, every Friday at 11. And then if you guys want to get a little bit more personal and see what's up with the doc's life or some of the quotes that inspire her and stuff like that, or if you want to actually get in contact with her directly, you can direct message her on Instagram at it's The Consciousness Doctor. Once again, the dots in between the dot consciousness dot doctor, and those dots are just periods. The Consciousness Doctor. We have a really fun and special show lined up for you guys today. One thing that I was just going to complete myself in saying was, you know, I've always been passionate about LA Talk Radio in and of itself, and just every single show that's hosted on the LA Talk Radio platform has something phenomenal and unique and really special to offer. So one thing that I do also want to share with you guys is, doesn't matter the time of day, there's always going to be something playing here on LATalkRadio.com. Doesn't matter if you check out Channel 1 or Channel 2. There's always going to be something stimulating, irreverent, and there's going to be something that you personally will resonate with. Because that's just what we do here on LA Talk Radio. It's a show, it's a station. It's internet radio. It's an internet radio station that has this amazing group of people that collectively together are able to resonate with the masses, resonate with the people of this beautiful planet we like to call Earth. Right, so make sure to tune into LA Talk Radio any time of the day, any time of the day, especially Fridays at 11 and Sundays at 1 p.m. Uh-huh. Okay, so let's get into today's show. Doc, something that you have always inspired me personally as an individual, something that you have always inspired me to do is, drum roll, be conscious of my thoughts. Whoa, what a concept. So that's something that you know, here, guys, if you don't know already the relationship that I have with the doc, Dr. Michelle herself, any time I'm dealing with something, you know, intense, anytime I'm dealing with my own energetic purge, if you will, or I'm trying to figure, you know, some things out in life, I'm trying to understand my human experience better, maybe get a grasp on understanding why so many contrasting experiences are being manifested, or I should say I'm manifesting in my experience, what the reason for this might be. Dr. Michelle is always the first person that I had the pleasure of going to and running to, sprinting to, whether it's sprinting to my phone to call her or setting up, you know, a coffee to meet with her or lunch to meet with her and just spend some time hanging out. She through her studies has really, really locked down the relationship between the human experience, the ego, and the spirit. So kind of like what I mean by that is, through Dr. Michelle's studies, if you guys take the time to listen to some of her shows from even years ago, even 10 years ago plus, which is awesome because that's how long she's been with LA Talk Radio. That's how long we've been, you know, putting this energy out there for the masses to resonate with and become a part of and participate in. You know, you'll find that even years ago, when she first started over 10 years ago, over 11 years ago, when she first started the show, you know, she was talking about these really profound concepts that inspired a wave. And you said the word ripple earlier today in the show. I'll say it right now. You created, Dr. Rochelle, a ripple effect in the spiritual and psychological communities by introducing on a mainstream level through LA Talk Radio and through your other platforms the understanding that we have the ability to not just be responding to our exterior circumstances, but actually be deliberate creators, deliberate sifters and sorters, deliberate thinkers about how we approach these circumstances. So I'm going to shut up. It's been over 15 minutes. I've been rambling on. Dr. Rochelle, I'm going to open this up actually with a question, and then we'll go from there. So with your extensive knowledge and extensive understanding of how to control your thoughts, how to use the ability to control your emotional responses in a positive way, and use that ability to actually shift into positivity, and then train those neural pathways to stay in positivity, I'm going to say, what is it, right? We all need mentors. We all need people to look up to. We all need idols. You are definitely a huge idol and mentor of mine.
Thank you.
I have been, it's the truth. I have been struggling, if I'm being completely transparent. As a host, we still struggle. You know, the hosts still struggle. The people sharing it, the healers still have healing to do.
Right.
You know, and that's just metaphorical. It's metaphorical.
It's a journey. Yeah.
It is a journey. The person that cleans houses for a living still needs to clean their own home. Right?
Yeah.
So metaphorically speaking, being that you are one of my greatest idols and one of the
people
I have looked up to the most for the longest amount of time, what are some of your daily, I guess you could say, rituals, or maybe I could say it, what are some of the habitual actions that you take to ensure that you are doing exactly what you teach us to do, which is controlling your thoughts in response to your exterior circumstance?
Wow, that's a loaded question, Davey. And by the way, thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. I appreciate that.
Yes, it's with you.
Wow, I'm blown away here. Oh, bless you. No, that was awesome, man. But great question, because I think, first of all, I'll tell you my goal, and then I'll tell you what I do to get there, okay? So,
I love
as
that.
You know, okay, is that cool? So, every day is a very busy day for me in terms of working with patients. So, everybody has different issues. As a psychologist, I've learned all different sort of disciplines of how to sort of approach each individual and listen and be there and teach them how to trust more in their own wisdom and understand where some of their fears come from and why they suffer. And one of the most common things that I hear, that I feel and I experience, as we all do, is so much chaos going on, as you mentioned earlier in the show. And that springs from our own minds. There's so much to do in this day and age. There's so much, right? I mean, social media is a constant stimulus. Not only that, we have people around us constantly in energy. Energy is all we have. That means we're trying, as rational beings, most of us, to take in what's going on and analyze it and how to survive, how to cope with it. But what I find is so many of us overload in what I call and what the neuroscientists call high beta. Beta is, our frontal lobe functioning in every day when we're awake and analyzing how to zig and zag and multitask, basically. So I think too many of us, and my goal for me, is to manage that, what we call high beta, so that we have a calmer brain, so that we are aware of our thoughts. Not only how to manage time, because got to do this, got to do that, got to do this, we're bouncing around, we're dealing with people, if we're in an office.
Always.
But also, it's like, how do I give myself a break? And this is my goal for me, is getting out of that constant, high beta brain that's always trying to solve problems, predict the future, taking on other people's energy, and being basically overloaded.
Right.
And getting into a more relaxed and calm place. We all know that keeping calmer is better for our mental health and our physical health. Stress causes illness. And we can talk a little bit about that too later if you'd like.
So the my goal is to share the free radicals.
Stay mindful.
I mean, that's
exactly.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you, just just very quick note for those of you just for the understanding of how important this information is, just like Dr. Michelle said, this stress, this information that Dr. Michelle is sharing with you and that we're sharing with you today is really based around your health and your happiness, which are directly connected and through to just touch on how it affects your health, which a lot of people do know, actually a lot of people are unaware of. Stress, frustration, depression, these things, they cause the brain to release, to do certain chemicals when you're in these states of mind, in these states of consciousness, that are, whether you're deliberately doing it or not, they are telling the brain to release. And I know that there are more chemicals than just the free radicals, but what's called free radicals. And you guys feel free to Google search what that means to get a better understanding, or you can even go to the depths of, asking yourself, what do I do on a daily basis that might be releasing these toxic and unhealthy hormones. Thank you. Please go on.
So that's what happens is, cortisol and all of these things happening that our body, our old brain just releases. And I don't want to get into science and things like that, but our body just starts releasing things in order to help us survive. But adrenaline, that's not good for us. And constant charging of stress. So that's the goal here is going back to that is to keep calm. Be present, because when we're in the present moment, we're not living from the past in regret.
Right.
And if we can be in the present, that means we're using our beta or our consciousness a lot better because we're focusing on others. And the thing is, what do they say, like 80, 70% of the time every day we're in a hypnosis, kind of going through the same old actions every day that we perform, just did in the traffic and go to the office or go, even if you're at home, you have your little habit.
Routine. So it's robotic. It becomes robotic.
Robotic. So it's becoming you again. It's becoming that person who is totally aware, and that's called mindfulness in psychology, aware of your thoughts, aware of how you're taking things emotionally in, aware of how others drain you, and aware of your crazy time management skills. Are you multitasking so much? Here's the thing. We get so addicted to stress. It is truly a chemical release that we become addicted to. So it's hard to break an addiction. That's a rush, man. Just like anger, when people are angry a lot. That's a rush, man. Their chemicals are like, give me that hit. Our brains want that anger hit. Our brains want that stress hit. It is a chemical addiction.
Right.
And I'm not judging. We all have it.
Of course.
But I'd like for me and for my patients I work with to become more comfortable and habitual of calming themselves down and being more peaceful and happier. And I, as I said, we all worry about the past and the future. But if we're in the now, right, and then, you know, we can meditate in the now. We can focus on how to sort of create a better future because we're calmer. You know, a lot of people who do hypnosis, that's why hypnosis, it's not scary. It's not voodoo. It's not someone taking over your brain. It's you allowing someone to help you relax so that you get on into a relaxed state of mind so you can take in positive suggestions. But we can do that for ourselves every day. So what do I do?
Yes.
I meditate.
All right, guys.
Every morning.
Here we go. Bust out your notes.
Here we go, baby.
Okay.
And
meditate.
And
how
I meditate.
Long do you meditate for? And what?
Okay.
Depends
on my day.
I know you were already going to share this, but I'm going to keep hitting you with questions you share. I just briefly interrupt you and hit you with a question like, for how long? Or, what methods do you use? Or, you know, depending on the time management schedule of your day, how do you find time to deliberately disconnect yourself from that day-to-day kind of robotic feeling into, like I said, a deliberate or a conscious shift? Into, you know, connecting with spirit, connecting with that higher self, making sure that you are not taking on, especially being a psychologist where all day, every day, you're dealing with, you know, a slew of different people's emotions and not to, you know, not to toot your horn too much, but you do, Doc.
Yeah.
And I know, this isn't something that we talk too much about on air, but I will just briefly say you do deal with some really high profile people in your practice that have some extremely dense energy that they purge onto you. Now, the reason why I bring up the whole high profile thing is because a lot of the time, people that are in, you know, quote unquote, in the spotlight more often than others tend to deal with more stress. And I know that you know that.
Yes,
you know about that
absolutely.
On a personal level.
Right.
So please, go on. Yes, the techniques, the time, please. I didn't mean to throw you off. So,
not at all.
For Michelle, how she manages that stress.
And this is what I teach because I try to practice what I preach. So depending on the day and how many hours I will be spending in my office, I try to get up a little earlier. So number one is I have to take care of my body. So I try to get as much sleep as I can. Okay. That would probably be at least 7 hours if I can. Sometimes my monkey brain goes, wow, I got to do this, got to. But first thing in the morning, so I calm my monkey brain down. It's going, got to do's. Get up. I don't go to my computer first thing. I don't check my Instagram. I don't do any social media.
The only thing
I do is look at my
first thing.
I look at my phone to see if there's any messages from any high risk patients. Because I have to call somebody back if they're in an emergency. So no risk, no high risk, cool. Which is the majority of the time. That's it.
Right.
So I have my meditation that I do is I go outside because I have a nice patio. So I force myself to go outside. And there's two concepts that work for me, and I try to teach this, is number one, you have to send yourself healing and ground yourself with calmness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and that's connecting. So what we're doing is we're connecting ourselves before we start going about all of our insecurities and all of our fears and all of our problems and all of our, we have to ground ourselves to calm down and we have to focus on going within and the breath. So I do the breath for 15, I do a 15 minute meditation with breath and gratitude for everything that I have. I don't allow myself to look at buts. yeah, but I have this problem, or yeah, but I have this relative who's sick, and yeah, but I have this other thing going on, and yep, no, yeah, but just thank you for letting me wake up, higher power. Thank you for letting me be aware. Thank you for the teachings that I'm learning. Thank you for being alive today and looking at the sky, even if it's raining. Thank you for everything that I can bring in. I bring it within me. So it's connecting your higher power with, you know, with self-healing. So I love the gratitude, and I also love the something that I learned, gosh, back in the early 80s, dating myself here, is about bringing the energy of self-love and holding it within your heart.
Yes.
Because we have to. Mm. If we don't start, you know, with ground zero, which is our heart, and love that which we are, we're not going to be able to love anyone else or appreciate. And as you always listen to my show, I know you do, is the last thing I say at the end of the show is take care of yourself first.
Take care
and you'll
of yourself
be good for others.
Yep.
Yeah, and then you'll be good for others. And so, so you, a lot of people go, oh, that's weird. I can't like love myself because I hurt this guy, or I've been mean to my parents, or I've been done this. Nope. You're doing these things for a reason. Just suspend those reasons right now and just love who you are as a being on this earth. Whoever you are, and try to just focus whatever it is on nice music and your breathing, your calming breathing. Just calm yourself down. And one of my favorite things is, I love that which I am. And you repeat that. There's something to be said also about connection with the physical body and the mind. So a lot of people like Greg Braden and, you know, all those neuroscientists that are about the heart brain, you know, coherence. They say, put your hands over your heart, relax them, but put them over your heart. Touch the area of your heart when you're breathing, and also when you're talking about self-love, and send that, see that, you know, self-love for you. Go back to your childhood. Go back to being that little person that was ignorant and vulnerable and scared, and love that child. So that's the practice that I teach people, because that's what we can get in touch with. Right. You know, it's hard as an adult to love ourselves for all the crazy shit we do every day and the things we've done to hurt others. But going back to being that innocent little child is something we can do in our minds and say, wow, I remember being scared when this happened or that happened. And I love you, and love yourself, healing that child into who you are now. So that's what I do. And then the second part is I try to get out of my mind of the identity of me, and I try to become total awareness of connecting with the field. So as Dr. Joe Dispenza would say, become nowhere, no one, nobody, and no thing. And that's true meditation. So that sometimes contains there's needed guidance for that sometimes.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Meditators.
I was going to say it sounds and this is one of the things that after, you know, hosting a radio show which has changed names now three times as we continue to evolve. And this is, you know, who we are today is Divine Mind Tribe, is we are a collective consciousness of divine minds, people that are conscious and deliberate thinkers, people that do wish to learn and are open to even admitting to the fact that before participating in this, you know, Tribe Mind Consciousness or this. And when I say Tribe Mind Consciousness, all I mean is participating in the belief system that we are all interconnected, that we are all one, that what you do to another, you are only doing to yourself. The Mayans had a saying for it. It was en le quech a la ken. In summary, as an abbreviation, a lot that it's kind of coming back as a little saying in the, you know, conscious and spiritual and sacred medicine communities, is people say like en le quech, you know, or en le quech. This is the expression and the knowingness that, you know, we are all one. But to get there, just like what you just shared with us, how Dr. Joe Dispenza, who, by the way, listeners, amazing, influential, one of the greatest speakers of today's time, Dr. Joe Dispenza, Greg Braden as well. Actually, something kind of cool about Greg Braden, who, if you do follow the spiritual or conscious community, you've probably heard his name before. You've probably maybe even seen a couple of his YouTube videos. He's very famous, specifically for the one video where he went to Thailand and he was able to document a three-month process of how this woman that had a 3-inch by 3-inch diameter cyst on her, I believe it was an ovarian cyst. It was 3 inches by 3 inches. By Western medical standards, she had been inoperable. The doctor said, well, we're sorry. There's, you know, you basically have two choices. You can do this chemotherapy, yeah, which is going to cause you. And now, this specific type of chemotherapy that she required, and by Western medical standards, was actually extremely toxic to the body.
Right. It was inoperable, I think, wasn't it?
That's precisely what it was. It was inoperable. So they couldn't do an operation. They couldn't go in and cut it out. They gave her two choices. They said, you do this chemotherapy, it's going to cause you to indefinitely lose all your hair. You're going to get depressed. You're going to have what a lot of people refer to nowadays as chemo brain, but there is a scientific word for it, and I'm blanking on it right now.
No, it's true.
Or, so basically they're saying, you can live the rest of your days out in a vegetated state, and we'll make sure to provide you the necessary pharmaceuticals to alleviate as much pain as we possibly can while we you, but also try to, you know, keep you alive for as long as we can with the you know, FDA approved medications that we as doctors can prescribe you, or you can do nothing about it and die quicker. So that's what these Western doctors said. So Greg met with this woman, and this woman would not take that for an answer. She said, no, there has to be another way. And Greg said, I want to document this. I want to follow this woman around. Long story short, she learned how to breathe properly. She learned life-affirming ways to speak to herself. It was 3 months that it took her to actually teach herself how to, you know, breathe properly, speak to herself in life-affirming ways. And all of a sudden, they were able to document with a sonogram. On the left side of the screen is a still image of the 3-inch by 3-inch diameter, and on the right side of the screen is a live moving image. In less than 3 minutes, there were two or three energy practitioners in the hospital room with her. There was no suggestion of energy healers. They start chanting over her cyst, and you can see in real time. This is amazing, guys. Make sure to go on YouTube, look up Greg Braden, cancer 3 minutes, cancer healing 3 minutes. In less than 3 minutes' time, this diameter was, this 3 by 3 inch diameter cyst, which was inoperable by Western standards, was completely gone, eliminated, done, left her body, and then they were clapping. Woo! I'm getting chills talking about that. Now, there's my story about Greg. We had on the show, when it was still Dave's Good Vibration Station, and I'm still in contact with him. He's an amazing man. And if you're listening, Bruce Rawls, I'd love to have you back on the show. I love you, brother. And we definitely got to reconnect again. Bruce, he was on and off the show. We were doing series together. We did a series on his book, The Geometry Code. Bruce is an awesome guy. He got to study with Greg Braden about 20 years ago. He got to go to some of the ancient Egyptian pyramids with Greg Braden. His mom, actually, believe it or not, and Greg, his mom knew Greg Braden when Greg was a young boy. So it's cool to kind of see that the people that have been inspiring this movement for years, I mean, even before I was born, you know, I'll be 28 this year. Before I was even born, we are sifting through the timelines and vibrationally attracting the same people that 20, 30, 40 years ago, just like you were doing, Dr. Michelle, when I'd say about 10 years ago, where really started, you know, to get out there and get known for being a spiritual psychologist. And not to tag you, because I know there's a lot of taglines and a lot of judgment in the psychological community. It's really cool. And I know, so you don't. See, that's awesome. And I love that. The consciousness, doctor, so it's cool that we've had, you know, Bruce as a recurring, you know, guest on the, you know, the show here. And Bruce got to study with and grow up with Greg Braden.
That's cool.
And then Greg got to
communicate
this information. And now here we are with Dr. Michelle, who has met with these people, knows these people, has learned from these people. And we're talking about... It's amazing to see how we are all truly vibrational equivalents, and we are collectively creating this healing energy on the planet. So sorry to have taken time away from you, Doc. Please.
Listen, we're having a convo here. This is great. We're just talking. I love to hear you talk about these things.
That's how we do it. So I'm just going to go back. You said allow yourself, as Dr. Joe Dispenza teaches us, allow yourself to get into a state of nothingness, but simultaneously you are everything and you are nothing. Release from the ego.
Right.
Expand a little on that.
It's basically, again, it's mindfulness of getting into the now. So your mind is calm and you're not thinking about gotta do's, the future, in terms of fears. Okay, we can manifest when we're relaxed and in the field of the now. Then we can start visualizing the future. But that's a real thing. I mean, just side note here, as you were talking about Greg Braden, he's into this whole thing too about heart brain coherence, about being in the now. And so what we do is we need to focus in. Part two of the meditation that I try is just tuning into the higher consciousness and connecting with everybody. And it's just, I usually have a walkthrough with one of, you know, my favorite guides who takes me, not in person, but, you know, it's in my audios. And so it's just shutting off everything and just becoming no thing, no one, nobody. And when we can just shut it off, then, and we're, you know, we have a mantra, a word, we have something we're focused on, we stay there as long as we can. And what that's doing is that's calming down that high beta brain of going 100 miles an hour. So you've done, or I've done in the morning, you know, my grounding, self-love, self-appreciation, calming, breathing. And then part two is going a little deeper into just sort of becoming one with connecting with the field and just letting it go. Then when I do two 15 minute meditations. So when I'm done with the second one, I sit there and I breathe and I come back to this realm of, you know, and slowly work the thoughts slowly. I don't jump into gotta do's, gotta do, gotta call. I usually have a list so I don't have to work too hard the night before. I always do that. But so what I do throughout the day as well is sometimes in between patients, or if I have time to take a little walk, you know, my office area, we have an outdoor office where there's a beautiful garden and things like that. So, I mean, our office isn't outdoors.
And a little
when
koi
you step
pond.
Outdoors. Yeah, there's
before.
A little koi pond.
I love
and a waterfall, things like that. So what I do is I plug in the tones. You know, I usually do the 7.83 Schumann effect tone, which is it's a tone. It's the frequency that the Earth's frequency that they measured that the Earth gives off a definite tone out there into space. It's resonating at that frequency, 7.83 hertz. So they the theory is if you can find the tones. They have so many various, you know, audio things you can listen to that have that frequency. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes intertwined with music, which makes it pleasant, you know, and they have the beats, binaural beats sometimes. So it's sort of tuning back in with the earth again. It's getting out of my beta brain and taking a little walk, and I just tune into the earth's frequency. Mm. So if you guys want to see a cool, show, I think it's on Netflix, and it's called, what is it called? Resonance.
Feel.
So you want it, yes. Well, Feel is another great one, too. Feel is really awesome, because you've got Greg Braden in there, and you've got Dr. Joe, and you have all these healers, and you have all these yoga masters, and all those people. So Heal is an awesome one.
Right.
But Resonance is about the Earth's frequency, and when it's off, how when we are off, it affects everyone. So that's about connecting to the universal consciousness or divine mind tribe that you are. You know, that kind of whole thought of.
Right.
So that's my practice of what I try to do. I also need to get
amazing.
A little exercise. So because the body and mind are so connected, I have to do my walking up here where I live in the trees.
Right.
So I do walk up hills and things like that for about half an hour. I get my heart rate up. Well, I'm listening to something that's, you know, peaceful, like the Schumann effect, 7.83 hertz audio.
And
so it's just being disciplined, but it becomes pleasurable. And if I don't do it, I feel off when I go to work.
Right. See, that's
my office. Yeah.
No, that's truly amazing. First of all, thank you for sharing your insider techniques. Dr. Michelle's insider
technique. Yep.
That'll be $20. You can send it to Divine Mind Tribe PayPal. Thank you very much. No, I'm kidding. So basically, you know, one thing that I want to hit on with the 2 minutes that we do have left of the show is that knowingness. See, what you just said, Doc, is huge, where there – the resonance, right? Resonance between, 7.18, right? 718?
It's 7.83.
7.83, 7.83. Okay, so, so that's the vibrational frequency, to my understanding, that the Earth vibrates at when it rotates on its axis, right? So, when we need to understand, see, now this is the shift right here, Doc. And this is exactly what we're talking about. And this is the point that I wanted to get to. And I love that this is how we're concluding the show is when you understand that your vibrational frequency is a direct holographic projection of the circumstances that are occurring in your life and the frequencies that you are experiencing as a human being here on planet Earth, and then you have a reactive response to the things that you are holographically projecting. It's you're just toying with yourself. So in conclusion, we are at the 150 mark. We have to wrap up today, and wow, does time fly when you're having fun. But that knowingness of what Dr. Michelle shared with us today. First of all, know that you are one with the interconnected web of the cosmos, meaning what you do affects every single particle around you. And this has right. been proven through quantum physics. This isn't like you said.
What you put out is what you get back. Yeah.
Perfectly said. You know, and one thing that I do want to end with as well is the knowingness. You know, guys, embrace, and it can be hard because we've been programmed, we've been stuck for a long time thinking that we are one fish in a big pond, right? Like we are one out of almost 8 billion people on the planet. No, we are the 8 billion people on the planet along with the planet itself. We, the individual, when the individual gets in alignment with higher consciousness, with the knowingness that individual has flowing to and through him or her, the creative energy of the cosmos, the same energy that actually created this planet, the same energy that was responsible for the Big Bang, is you and is flowing through you and to you, through you, and is you. And what you do with that energy, how you channel that creativity, is directly how you experience this matrix that we like to call the human experience. So right. just remember, guys, through doing these meditations, through doing these practices, you are activating within yourself the ability to take full manifestational control, if that's even a word, I just made it, full control of your manifestations, full responsibility, when especially with the contrasting things. When you, yeah. as an ending note, and then we're going to give our gratitude to Dr. Michelle, when you learn to take responsibility for the experiences in your life that you did not like, that you did not want, when you say to yourself, you know what, I understand I manifested this horrid, terrible, really painful experience. I take responsibility because if I can create that level of poopiness for myself, then I can allow myself to release my resistance and become a vibrational equivalent to something like Newton's law, equally as amazing and beautiful and bright and abundant. So know that is what your potential is. Dr. Michelle, thank you so much for sharing your
Dave.
Energy.
Thanks. My pleasure.
You're amazing. We love you every Friday.
Thank you.
At
love you
11
too, baby.
Pacific Standard Time. And also make sure to check out on Instagram, The Consciousness Doctor. Along with that, you can follow us, Divine Mind Tribe. We love you so much, Doc. Thank you, listeners. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and divine laughter from our hearts to yours. We'll see you guys next Sunday. Peace.